This morning, we are taking a look at mobile phones. We do use them for just about everything these days. Communicating, socializing, dating, watching movies, gaming, pretty much anything you can imagine you can do on your mobile phone. And a new report published by a Melbourne tech company, Bugbean, creator of the antisocial app for social media addicts, has shown that we're now all pretty well addicted to our handheld technology. In fact, actually, it turns out Australia is one of the most mobile-centric countries in the world. Australian men unlock their phones more than anyone else, on average 45 to 46 times a day, and Australian women it's around 42 times. I don't even know how you'd go about measuring that, but that's multiple times an hour. I was trying to do the math in my head a little bit before, but I'm really not very good at math. That's why they put me on radio. But yeah, 45 to 46 times a day. Apparently Australian guys are unlocking their phones, but we also spend over 2 hours a day on social media using apps like Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. So your basic social media, 2 hours a day, which I can believe, you know, the commutes in and out of work or wherever you are commuting to, definitely filled with Facebook time there. According to Bugbean as well, our phone dependency is actually changing our behaviour and eroding our attention spans. Now, this is the one that gets me. Eroding the attention spans. That's definitely not a good thing. And I'm wondering, is it just because of the whole instant gratification thing, I guess, with social media? You know, oh, I can log on and see something, and then, you know, if you don't get that in real life, you just get bored of it. That's my theory, sitting here from my armchair position, banging my gavel, I don't know. But research, here's some statistics for you, published in the US Journal of Behavioral Addictions in 2014, found that we just kind of do this impulsively. 79% of us reach for our phones within 15 minutes of waking up, guilty. 68% of us sleep with them next to our bed, also guilty. 67% of us say that we check our smartphones even when they're not ringing or vibrating. Now, I'm definitely guilty of that. I think, as I said before, the whole social media thing when you commute in and out on trains. And the scary one, 46%. So nearly half of people said that they couldn't live without their smartphones. I kind of get it, though. I mean, you know, it's got all your list of things to do. I've got a note open on my phone constantly of stuff I have to do. It's always really long, but it's really, really satisfying deleting stuff off that. You know, it's got all our contacts, all our mobile numbers, everything that we sort of have organized. It's sort of gone from, I guess, the little diary books. A lot of those things have been transferred over into our phones. So I can kind of understand, you know, why people are saying that they couldn't live without their smartphones. But you know, at the end of the day, are phones making our lives any better? Are they becoming too much of a hindrance? I think it's really just down to how you use it, because, you know, as much as we do like to stand around and yell about people on their phones, realistically, as I said, they've got so much stuff on them these days that we use in our day-to-day life. They've made our lives a lot easier. But if you want to find out a little bit more about your own social media usage or phone usage in general, you can check out the antisocial app to track your usage. Find out if you're an addict, quote unquote, if the little air quotes happening there, and read about some of the strategies to wean yourself off the phone.